Hey everyone, welcome to this week's Behind the Door series. I'm going to talk about something that I did a training on a couple months ago. I am by no means a master on it, but it is something I'm really interested in doing with some of my clients. You may have even seen me do it with you before. So what I'm going to talk about today is EFT tapping. So that is emotional freedom techniques and tapping. So what that is, it's a self-guided, gentle, needle-less acupressure. So when people hear that, they think of acupuncture, but no, it is similar where you use the same pressure points, but you're just using your fingers. And this causes a relaxation reaction in clients. Sometimes in clients, you'll see them yawn, but the point of this is to move from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous system. So by tapping and adding words, a verbal description of whatever we'll be talking about something, and then something, it will help it get desensitized. You'll understand what I mean when we go through this practice in a little bit. So you'll say something about the emotion about the upsetting issue, but judgment and memory remain clear. So that way it helps you kind of think a little bit more clearly. So the point of EFT, it rapidly desensitizes and removes the emotional cloud so you can think better. So like I said earlier, yawning is a sign of kicking out of the sympathetic nervous system of the five Fs: fight, flight, freeze, flop, and foggy brain. I use foggy brain a lot in session, and this helps kind of clear that foggy brain. And it helps you kick out of that parasympathetic nervous system of those five Fs and helps you kick out of the sympathetic nervous system of those five Fs and kick into the parasympathetic nervous system of rest, digest, and relaxation. So healing happens when we are in the parasympathetic nervous system. So adding the reminder words of difficult events help collapse the intensity and desensitizes you to whatever is going on. So we start with an upsetting event. So whatever is affecting us, whatever is causing that dysregulation. And EFT helps regulate our emotions. So I'm going to show you the most common technique of EFT tapping. There's a few different techniques. We may do different ones in sessions. This is just one of the most common. If you ever heard of it, this is probably the one that you have seen other people doing. So first, you use a subjective unit distress scale, also called SUDS, and you rate the intensity of how you're feeling with whatever is going on from a 0 to a 10. So you have that in your head. So whatever it is, you write that down or think about it. And then you come up with a setup statement. So the setup statement is where you make sure you're using emotional words. So there's a few different setup statements you can use. So one of them is, I accept myself even though, I am okay even though, and I deeply love and accept myself even though. So for example, if someone is petrified of losing a job, angry at someone, hating homework, being angry at a friend, those are just some examples. So I accept myself even though I hate doing homework. I accept myself even though I'm angry at my friend, something like that. So what we'll do is we'll hold the side of the hand and make a fist. And we will, if you look right here where you have that crease, that's called the karate chop. So we'll be doing something like this to kind of help with when we do the setup statement. So this is the first meridian point, the karate chop. So an example could say, I am nervous, I accept myself, even though I am nervous about doing my homework. Another example could be, I am nervous about doing my homework, but I am okay and I accept myself. So there's a few different ways you can do this. So that is just creating the first setup statement. So you want to go and do a round of EFT tapping. So I'm just going to explain the steps of what that looks like, what that round looks like. So first, we listen. What do you want to work on? What is that concern that we're talking about? And then you rate it. Once you have that concern, once you have that issue that you want to work on, you rate it with the SUD scale from a 0 to a 10. And think about that for 5 seconds before you give it the full rating. And then you go to the reminder phase. I am worried about an argument. So let's just go with that example. Even though I'm worried about that argument, I am okay and accept myself. Even though I am worried about that argument, I accept myself. So those are just, that's just an example. And then we go ahead and we say that three times. So, for example, even though I'm worried about that argument, I am okay. Or, I'm okay even though I'm worried about that argument. Again, it doesn't matter which one you do. So you say that three times, and then you go through all the acupressure points. And you go through all the acupressure points three total times, while stating only a reminder phrase. So the reminder phrase would be worried about that argument. So you take out the setup statement and only use the reminder phrase. After you, and we'll go through that. After you go through all three rounds, you then re-rate the suds. How intense is it? How intense is the emotion about that issue? So how intense is the worry about the argument? Think about it for 5 seconds and then you rate it 0 to 10. So if it dropped more than 2 points, then repeat it until you get to about a 2 or below. Usually, if you do it a couple times, at least one time you may drop significant points. It may take 2 rounds until you get to that 2 or below. There are other techniques that we can talk about in session about how, if we are really struggling to get to that 2 point, what we can do to kind of bring us there. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me and I can definitely give you some tips on how we can kind of get to that other point. So I want to go through and talk about one of these and just show you the examples of how we go through the whole entire process. So let's do worried about an argument. Let's say you just got in an argument with your kids, your friends, your parents, your teachers, your boss, whoever. Let's think, all right, this argument's really, really bothering me. I can't stop thinking about it. It's always on my head. Okay, so let's rate it. Think about it for 5 seconds. And then what is that number? I'm just gonna throw out a random number. Let's say it's a 6. It's pretty bothersome. So I'm gonna use the setup statement. Even though I'm worried about that argument, I am okay. Even though I'm worried about that argument, I am okay. Even though I'm worried about that argument, I am okay. So next we go through every single point. So it starts at the top of the head. Worried about that argument. You tap 2 fingers at, and this is the meridian point, the top of the head. And then you go to the next point, the meridian point right on the inside of your eyebrow. And you feel the bone right there. And then you just say, even though I am worried about that argument. And then it goes to the outside of the eye where you'll feel the bone right there. You say, worried about that argument. Right under the eye, you'll feel a bone. Worried about that argument. Right under the nose, you'll say, worried about that argument. Right under the chin, worried about that argument. And then you go to about 4 inches under your armpit. You'll say, worried about that argument. And then you go to your chest, worried about that argument. And then in between your pinky and ring finger right there, you can tap, worried about that argument. And then you just go through the process again. So you do it 3 times. I am worried about that argument. Top of the head, inside the eyes, I am worried about that argument. Outside the eye, I am worried about that argument. Under the eye, I am worried about that argument. Under the nose, worried about that argument. I am very worried about that argument. Under the armpit, that worry about the argument bothers me. The chest, I am worried about the argument. And again, the hand, the argument really worries me. So you'll do that 3 times, and then again, so let's just say we did that 3 times right now. I'll sit here for 5 seconds, think about the worry about the argument, and then I'll rate it. I'll say, all right, I'm feeling a lot easier. Not as stressful, not as worried. I'll give it a 2. Okay, great. That is the goal we want to get at. Sometimes, like I said, it may not always be easy to get to that 2, so I would do the round again. Let's say if I was at a 4, okay, I dropped 2 points. Let's try it again, see if we can drop another 2 points. So that is EFT in a nutshell. I know sometimes it can be a little bit confusing. Sometimes there can be other things that can be added in there. Please feel free to reach out to me or anyone at the team here at LMB if you have any more questions about EFT tapping. Thanks.